Welcome to Christians versus the World. I am your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining me. You know, one of the things that I am convinced of is that many people who think that they know the Lord Jesus Christ actually do not know Christ. Well, maybe I've touched on this before, where people believe that they are saved and that they are not truly saved. So in that sense, they do not know Jesus Christ because they have allowed themselves to believe that they have eternal life and that they are truly of God's family, and they are not. But I am not talking about knowing Jesus in that sense as for his salvation. I am talking about knowing Jesus as far as his person, as far as who he truly is. And I would argue, or I think I could really make the point, that the reason why many are deceived about their salvation, about truly knowing Christ as their Lord and Savior, which is not the case, that the reason why that is so is because even their starting knowledge of who Jesus Christ is not there. They do not have an accurate picture of who Jesus Christ is. They do not know who he is. They have heard stories. They have heard incorrect stories regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. Things that they've maybe received from family members, maybe things that they've heard on television, things that they've heard in church, things they've heard in passing, but they have not truly known Jesus Christ or know of him themselves. Again, I'm not talking about have they truly placed faith in Jesus Christ. They certainly haven't placed faith in Jesus Christ. But even who he is, they do not know. Let me start off with this. Many people do not know that Jesus Christ is God. I mean, think about this. You can go to a passage like in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They do not know that that passage is a passage that proves the divinity of Jesus Christ. When I say the divinity of Jesus Christ, I mean that he is God. So how can they have faith in the one true living God, or how can they place faith in the Son of God, believing that he died on the cross for their sins and willing to follow him and willing to give their life to him, when in fact they do not even know that he is God? And I'm telling you, this is the case for many people that's in church. Many people who claim to love God and claim to be Christians, they do not know that Jesus Christ is God. Another thing that they do not know, and again, that's you can go to John chapter 1 and read about the divinity of Jesus Christ. You can also go to Colossians chapter 1, also Hebrews chapter 1. All of these passages point to Jesus Christ being God. But you have many, again, who do not affirm this, many who do not understand this. You have those who claim to be Christians and who do not accept the divinity of Jesus Christ. Again, talking about Mormons, talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, people who have been in church for years and do not know that Jesus Christ is God. Not only do they not know that Jesus Christ is not God, but they also do not understand that he is still man. That in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have not only God, but you also have man. This one God When you start to speak of the Trinity, there's one God who reveals himself in three distinct persons: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The second person of the Trinity is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He is God, and yet he's man at the same time. He's 100% God. He's 100% man. And people do not understand that. They do not understand that even currently, Jesus Christ has a body. That Jesus Christ has a physical body right now. And you can go to certain passages and point that out. For instance, after Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples. If you go to John chapter 20, and in John chapter 20 is when Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And in verse 20, it says that he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Now, later on, Thomas, who was one of the 12, verse 24, he was not with them when Jesus appeared. And verse 25 says this: so the other disciples were saying to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, Thomas said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails and put my finger into the place of the nails and put my hands in my hand into his side, I will not believe." So Thomas wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see him in the flesh. And then that's when we read later, a couple of verses later, well, really starting in verse 26, and after 8 days, his disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, this is verse 27, "Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, verse 29, "Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed." So Thomas saw him in the flesh after he had been raised from the dead. So Jesus was not simply this spirit floating around. No, he was actually in the flesh. He has a physical body. And again, a lot of people do not understand this to be the case. They do not understand this truth. Is in Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 38, And he said to them, this is Jesus speaking, "Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Verse 39, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they still could not believe it, because of their joy and amazement, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. So you see how, again, the physical body, a fleshly body. This is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has today. And I say today because although he is in heaven, he still has a physical body. And that is one of the more amazing things also to show you that people are celebrating Easter and they don't truly understand the meaning of Easter. They don't understand even what we are celebrating when we say the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, he was resurrected. Yes, he came out of the grave, but they do not understand that he came out of the grave with a body, a new body that he still has today, reigning in heaven. And he will come back with that same body and reign here on the earth. So those are two things already that I've pointed out to you that people, again, do not know. A lot of people do not know that Jesus is God and that Jesus is in the flesh right now. He is the God-man. They misunderstand titles related to Jesus Christ. So when they hear that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, they believe that Jesus Christ then must be one that is created. And this is not the case. You can ask a believer, or you can ask someone who professes to be a believer, did God make Jesus Christ? They would say yes. A lot of people would say yes. They do not understand that Jesus Christ has no beginning because he is God. And reference to Jesus Christ as being the Son of God is not a point that Jesus is something less than God. It points back to his divinity. As the Father is God, so the Son is God. So when you read that Jesus is the Son of God, you are not to think of him as something less than God or a baby God. It is pointing to his divine nature. It is pointing out that he is truly God as the Father is truly God. So I could say a lot on those terms, but I don't want to focus too much on these theological terms because I can still miss the overall point that I am getting at. And when I say the overall point, notice that where I started with, or the point that I started from, was people do not even know who he is. So if you do not know who he is, how can you rightly have faith in him? Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 24, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. In this passage, there were those who were not believing that Jesus was who he said that he was. The Jews did not believe him. And Jesus said, if you do not believe who I said that I am, you remain in your sins. You cannot have this wrong view about Jesus Christ and think that things are going to be okay. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a right view of Jesus Christ. You have to understand who it is that is truly paying the price for your sins. Who is the one who truly died on the cross for your sins? He is not just a prophet. He is not just another person to come on the scene. He is not a little God that has come on the scene. He's not simply a prophet. He's not simply whoever these people make him out to be. This is serious stuff. You're dealing with the identity of God coming in the flesh to die for our sins. And people will not commit themselves to gain the right knowledge about Jesus Christ so that they could have the faith that is needed to follow him, to trust him. So I am saying that one reason why some are not rightly trusting in him and rightly have faith in him, because they do not rightly know who he is. They have a flawed view of who he is, so they have a flawed faith. Or I guess I could say, instead of a flawed faith, they have no faith. Because they do not know who Jesus Christ is, they will not truly place faith in him. So their denying of the faith, or their denial of Jesus Christ and their unwillingness to place faith in Jesus Christ is directly tied to their ignorance of Jesus Christ, their wrong understanding about who he is and what he has truly done. So I could say again, flawed understanding of Christ leads to a flawed faith, or leads to no faith at all the while believing that they have a true knowledge of Jesus Christ, but in reality, they do not. I think this is also one of the reasons why I see so many who are turning from Jesus Christ and turning to different faiths, different religions. Religions that promote a different leader, a different Messiah type. Because for them, they can easily switch Jesus Christ out of the Messiah role, out of the God role, and put in the next figure for them, because for them, Jesus is not who he says he is. Jesus is not for them who the Bible says that he is. Jesus for them becomes who they have made him out to be. So now it's easy to remove Jesus from the picture and put the next Savior in. And they become convinced that they are following the true way, and convinced that this new Savior, this new religion, maybe it's a religion that focuses on color. Maybe it's a religion, again, that focuses on a different Messiah, different Savior. Or one they believe is more spiritual. Or one they believe is a stronger leader. Whatever the case, they still have this wrong view about Jesus Christ. Because if you ask any of these people who are following this new found faith or this new religion, or again, this religion that they've chosen outside of Christianity or besides Christianity, if you ask them, do they believe that Jesus Christ is God? They would say no. Now, you also got to keep this in mind. That is a very good chance that these people have never truly been taught the faith or had the faith explained to them in a way that Jesus has or would have been rightly taught to them. Now, I'm not saying that's the case for all. Some, of course, have had true faith taught to them, but many have not. As I've pointed out, you have people in the church who are committed to the church who do not have a right understanding about Christ. So then it's not surprising that many who are out there who are not true believers have a wrong understanding about Jesus Christ based upon what they have learned, again, from the church, from Christians, from others who have taught them wrong. It's one thing to have had the faith taught to you correctly and you deny it. It's another thing when the faith has been taught to you incorrectly and you deny it. Now, you still held accountable, not getting away from that point. But certainly the faith and who Jesus Christ is should be taught correctly. So that's an issue when we have those presenting the gospel, presenting who Jesus Christ is, and they're not presenting the true Jesus Christ. I want you to make sure that you're understanding my point again. That you have people who will claim that they follow the God of creation, or that they believe creation is a God. They believe that there's different spirit worlds and all kinds of different gods out there. They believe in Mother Earth and things like that. But they don't believe that Jesus Christ is God. They don't believe that he is almighty. They do not believe that he is the one who again died on the cross for their sins. So then is it any wonder it is so easy to leave him? It is so easy to abandon the faith. It is so easy not to trust in Jesus Christ. Why? Because who is Jesus? He's not God. He is not one who left heaven and came to earth for us. He is not the one sent by the Father to die for us. And the only thing we would need to do is place faith in him. They do not believe that. So if you do not believe that he is this one, if you do not believe that he is the sinless one, that's another issue. Some want him to be just simply a man just like us. Well, that's messed up. That's flawed. Flawed view equals flawed faith. Now, I've said all that to come to this point. Let us make sure us who have a right understanding of Jesus Christ, that we are properly proclaiming who he is, that we're accurately telling others who he is, that we are not going around spreading falsehoods about Jesus Christ. I've heard Christians, again, sincere Christians, saying things sincerely wrong about Jesus Christ. You don't want that to be you. Again, theology is important. What you believe about God, what you believe about Jesus Christ is important. And I think boldly proclaiming who Jesus Christ truly is and standing on that is a better approach to witnessing, a better approach in hoping that our loved ones will have true faith in Christ than simply painting a picture of Jesus Christ that's not in line with Scripture, or a Jesus Christ that's built on falsehoods, half truths and all that. No, we need to know, and those that are out there need to know, that we are talking about Jesus, God in the flesh, dying on the cross for our sins, being resurrected from the grave, all so that we might have life. It's not fiction. It's not simply a belief. It's fact. This is what the Bible teaches. This is what we need to drive home. We need to drive home the true picture of Jesus Christ. We need to stand on what the word says about Jesus Christ. Not focus so much on our emotions. Not focus on things that we want to highlight to others that make others feel good. Say little cliches about Jesus Christ. And not stand on who he truly is. Because see, if we paint the true picture of Christ and have that solid foundation, then that is where the true faith is able to stand the test of this world. When that faith is tested by the world, and that faith relies on the word of God and trust what the word of God says, the Spirit convicting them, then the person will stand. But people who do not know who Jesus Christ is, who do not have a firm understanding, who do not have a good grasp of who it is that they're serving. They've been going to church year after year, still with no true knowledge of Jesus Christ. No wonder they have fallen away. No wonder there's no passion for Christ. They don't know him. How can they have a true passion for him? How can they be willing to die for him that they do not even know? So let us encourage them to truly know Jesus Christ. Let us make sure that we are truly getting to know Christ more and more, that we're learning more and more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we are not speaking wrongly about him, that we are speaking truthfully, boldly about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That we're willing to stand. And that having a knowledge of him and knowing who he is and what he's done, yes, that makes me bolder in my faith. I'm more convinced of my faith. There's no shrinking back for me. There's no temptation for me to go the other way and say, no, this is not the way, that I'm going to give up, that I'm not really sure about Jesus Christ. No, it's all Christ for me. And it should be all Christ for you. And if we want it to be all Christ for others, this is what we want. This is what the Bible commands for us. And if we do this, if we encourage others to do this, again, I believe we would see a sounder faith in others. Even with our kids, even with young people, we should start them up, start them knowing more again about who Jesus is. Not paint him as a Santa Claus. Not paint him as a genie that you just ask when you want to make a wish, something you want good to happen for you, then you go to Jesus. No, let's tell them who he really is. And let's be willing to stand on it. Thank you for listening to the podcast. My name is Dr. Gregory Williams. I can also be reached at thegospelmandate.org. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.